Another Dream Team interview today on Regional Radio as we sit down with St. Genevieve Dragon wrestler Wade Hahn, making it onto the Dream Team as one of the 10 best wrestlers inside the listening area. Wade, congratulations on making it onto the Dream Team. How's it feel now that you've had a couple of days to let it sink in?
It feels great. It's still sinking in, honestly, but yeah, it feels really good.
What was it like when you first found out? Just surreal, or what was going through your mind?
I was just like, holy crap, I actually did it. You know, I've always seen Ethan Vaith in the past and everyone from the team that were older than me making onto it, and I was like, man, that'd be great if I could make it one day, and I actually did.
Definitely, and it keeps the tradition going for St. Genevieve. St. Genevieve wrestlers always making it onto the Dream Team, and you are the lone St. Genevieve wrestler to make it on this year. Looking back at your season, do you feel like you had a Dream Team kind of season?
Absolutely. I feel like I could have done a lot better, worked harder, but no complaints at all. I feel great about my season.
Now, something that I always talk about when we're talking about high school sports, the mental toughness of high school wrestlers is off the charts. What's it like to wrestle for 6 minutes?
Oh, man. Best way I can explain it is run an 800-meter dash for 6 minutes straight. There's really no pace you can set yourself. You really just have to outdo the other guy.
Doesn't it seem like when you're locked up and you're in one of those grueling matches that it legitimately seems like a half an hour has gone by sometimes?
Oh, my God, it feels like 2 hours.
What's the practice like for St. Genevieve wrestlers? I know a lot of effort goes in to matches in practice, to effort in practice. What is a St. Genevieve wrestling practice like for you?
Oh, man, it's intense from the time the whistle blows for to start warming up till the whistle blows to end it and circle up. I mean, it is just to the wall the entire time.
Definitely something that you have to experience to definitely understand what's actually happening, how grueling it truly is.
Yeah.
So tell me about your run through the state tournament this year. Definitely a good showing out there for you. What was the toughest match like for you through the state bracket?
The toughest match was for whenever I was in the semis against Tage McNutt. It was hard because I ended up getting walking pneumonia 2 days before state, so I had to deal with that all the way through. I ended up weighing in at like 186, I think, that day. And he was cutting weight to get to 199, so it really was rough to handle him being that much bigger than me, but it is what it is, I guess.
What is your approach as a wrestler? Are you tactical? Are you a brute force kind of guy, finesse? What's your approach?
I usually just try to, I just go in there and, I just kind of focus on having fun and trying to just wrestle the best of my ability, whether that's pushing the pace or out-techniquing the guy or whatever it takes.
What is your favorite obscure wrestling move? Mine, Japanese Wizard.
I guess mine would probably be a foot sweep. They just look good, in my opinion.
Oh, if you can get it right, especially for the big fellas, you hear some thunder when they fall back.
Yeah, you do.
So, who got you into wrestling? How did you get into the sport, and what's keeping you in it?
Well, first off, my brother, Wyatt Hahn, he graduated last year, and he started whenever he was 5. I was always just really, really, like, super scared to do it and all this stuff, and then whenever I was in the 4th grade, I decided to actually do it, and I just became obsessed with it, wrestled every day for I don't even know how long. But the only thing that's really keeping me going is just the fact that it's fun. I just really can't get enough of it. I fell off of it and didn't like it for a while, and I just came back and decided to just have fun with it, and it's just been a blast since.
The competition, it's a little bit different in wrestling than other sports. It is a team sport, but inside that circle, it's just you and that other guy. Is that part of it that you find a little bit more intense?
Yeah, I love that part of it. It's just you versus one guy. Whoever is more dominant wins. I love that part of it.
So what's the ultimate goal for you as a wrestler? Do you want to continue on in the collegiate level, or what do you want to pursue?
I'm probably just going to end up going to the Air Force after high school, but my goal for next year is to be an undefeated state champ. That's my goal.
An undefeated state champ with an Air Force future, I think that's a pretty good goal to set, man.
Thank you.
So who are some of the people that helped you get to where you are now? I know starting in wrestling in fourth grade, you aren't driving yourself around. So who are some of the folks behind the scenes that helped you out?
Oh, man. I mean, my parents for sure. They've really went out of their way. My brother just really showed me the ropes whenever I came into high school. You know, all the coaches in high school, obviously, you know, and then even my little league coaches, you know, they really pushed me to become into a high school wrestler and be ready for it. So it's really been everyone part of my life. They've really been always supportive, and I couldn't be more happy about it. And all the teammates being supportive, couldn't ask for a better support system. I really couldn't.
Once again, talking with Dream Team wrestler from St. Genevieve High School, Wade Hahn, joining us today on Regional Radio. Wade, congratulations on making the Dream Team, and thanks for spending a couple of minutes on air with us today.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.